We're going to hear now about what those GM and Chrysler plans mean for people who depend on these companies. For that, we go to Michigan and Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio.
The state of Michigan has been losing jobs since 2001, even while the rest of the country did well. Economists here used to say it was a one-state recession. Now that the rest of the country's in recession, the Michigan economy keeps getting worse. 1 in 10 people don't have a job. Some have to invent new phrases to describe this economy.
This is not a depression. This is a depression.
Randy Sandusky is a retired GM worker. Now he works at the Union Hall for UAW Local 22 in Detroit, helping other retirees navigate a maze of benefit changes in the past few years. That was all part of the last wave of restructuring. Now there will be new changes. The details haven't officially been released, but GM and Chrysler are expected to change how they pay for retiree health care. And Sandusky sees the effects of previous benefit cuts in the community. His wife, who works at a dentist's office, worries whether she'll have a job. If people don't have dental care provided by GM, they don't get their teeth cleaned, and dentists suffer. Sandusky says he also notices more homeless people outside the Union Hall.
We're in a spiral mode. We're going downhill, man. And we've gone downhill so long, it's going to be hard to come back uphill.
And some won't make it at all. Even if GM and Chrysler get the taxpayer help they say they need to survive, there are still thousands of companies that make vehicle parts for GM and Chrysler, and many of those companies will go out of business. Mark Vomfell is co-owner of a small tool and die company in Clinton Township, Michigan. The company is called AV Tool and Engineering. It was founded by Vomfell's father 32 years ago. At its height, the company had 25 employees. Now it's down to 2, Vomfell and his brother.
We looked at a lot of options to try to keep the doors open, stay viable, but it's the volume of work just isn't out there to do it.
So they've decided to close up shop. There are thousands of parts that go into every car, most of them you never see. AV Tool and Engineering was a step removed from the process. They made parts for machines that built car parts. But since car sales crashed, AV Tool and Engineering lost the final few orders keeping the company alive. Now Vomfell stands on the shop floor, surrounded by unused machines.
Chrysler and GM still aren't sure if they're going to make it. So, you know, at this point, we could not hang on long enough to find out.
Hanging on is what many companies and people in the auto industry have been doing for years now. There was a hope that with some painful measures, the Detroit car companies would be back. Now many people like Vomfell aren't so sure. And that creates a new, much scarier level of uncertainty. And even if GM and Chrysler do survive, there will be more pain.
We are in a situation today where there's no simple answer.
Jim Gillette is an auto industry analyst and consultant for a company called CSM Worldwide. His prognosis is blunt.
The fact of the matter is people are going to lose jobs. Businesses are going to fail. It's a very tough environment.
For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan. ¶¶